Question of the morning. Going to come up with this, and I've been mulling this over, hadn't posted it in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. I'll try to get it there, but we'd love to hear it in your own voice. Is there what sports memory or sports accomplishment would you be able to share with us? 715-396-1670. What sports accomplishment, what athletic accomplishment or sports memory is near and dear to you? For instance, my dad coached my Cub Scout softball team. We went 1-4 the first season. I got chicken pox the first day. I was supposed to be the pitcher, didn't pitch. It was kind of a bummer. The second season, I think he let somebody else coach. This is fourth grade. We went like 4-3. But then he coached again in fifth grade. And I want to say his friend Jack Albee was an assistant. And he said, we're going to play defense. And we're going to hold the other team to 5 runs or less. This was like fast pitch softball for boys back in the day. I don't know, they had Cub Scout softball. And so we beat some of the other good teams. St. Pius, Washington. We made our way to 9-0 in the title game against Eisenhower. And we had a 13-3 lead. And as memory serves, they scored 3 in the 6th, made it 13-6. They scored 6 in the 7th with a runner at second. And we got the last out. And again, I don't know exactly. I think it was a ground ball. Anyhow, we got the last out. We win it 13-12. I've still got the softball in a glass encasing on my desk. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, took a little long there, but kind of what's a athletic memory or accomplishment that you could share with us from your own life. You know, we talk about the Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers, the Twins and Vikings, Timberwolves, the Gophers, but what about you in your life? What's a sports accomplishment that you're proud of? Maybe you want a state title. Maybe, you know, my daughter Grace, Elena, she got the Grace Award in a year in gymnastics. Other years she was injured, but shin splints or whatever, she had stress fracture. But anyhow, so what's a sports accomplishment? I might have shared I ran a half marathon one time, but some of others of you have run marathons, so share with us, 715-396-1670, what athletic accomplishment or achievement that you're proud of. 715-396-1670. All right, that's our question of the morning. In the meantime, quickly, today in history, in 1789, the first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of the amendments became known as, you got it, the Bill of Rights. And on this day in 1981, I remember it, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice in the U.S. Supreme Court. Our morning devotion from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, a reminder for those who remember him being with us for 5.5 years in this very time slot. It's 3 months till Christmas and 1 month till his birthday. And you know what a fan of October and his birthday. And I understand, as we still meet for Saturday breakfast, he's going to run a 5K. He's been running with his daughter Grace, so I wish him well in that, yeah. All right. Hey, it is John 13:20. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me, the one who sent me. Jason writes, Jesus had been preparing these men for spiritual battle, ministry, and service. He would soon commission them to carry his message of the kingdom into the world. See the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20. He spent so much time teaching them because he wanted them to see and understand his revolutionary message. It was one of love and not of hate. It was one of doing the right thing and not pointing a bony, accusing finger. He wanted to ensure that when they shared the message, they would represent it accurately. He also needed them to understand that anyone could receive his message of grace and would be welcomed into the kingdom of God. When you accept Jesus, you're accepted into his family. No exceptions. We often worry, writes Jason, that we are the wrong kind of Christian. Sure, we love Jesus, but if we do not fit the normal Christian mold, we question whether we belong. Jesus came to shatter the mold of performance-based religion, yet so often we keep trying to hammer people back into it. Closing prayer. Dear Lord, to receive you is to receive the Father. Help us to understand the reality that anyone who accepts you cannot be separated from your family. Thank you for welcoming all who would come to you. Amen. Well, sometimes it works out well for us on Thursday to ask a question, especially if you got the answer in Win It Wednesday, which Julie in Rice Lake did yesterday. She guessed hole-in-ones, that 80% of them happen here in the U.S., and so she's going to the Jeremy Camp concert.
Yes, and make sure, again, that was the last planned ticket giveaway we have, so not expecting any more ticket giveaways, so please get your tickets. Avail yourself of those. I had someone asking me yesterday morning, they're like, oh, are there any front row seats left? Well, no, those sold out pretty quickly. There are some great floor seats, balcony seats, so make sure you get those under the events tab at WWIB.com just because this concert tour is selling out and kind of expecting that here as well.
So we're asking a question this morning and thinking in terms of you. And, you know, we talk about the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, the Brewers. We cheer on our teams, high school and college and pro. But what about you as an athlete or a coach? What is an athletic accomplishment or achievement that you're proud of, that you're like, that means a lot to you?
And the thing is, this could be from any stage of life. And maybe it's just, I heard Halvo earlier on the way in saying, you know, do you run a mile every day or multiple times a week? It could be something simple. I mean, I remember back in fourth grade in Rice Lake City League basketball, how excited I was when my team, the Kings, we were blue jerseys, how we won the league championship, and we actually beat a team who had a kid who later went on to play Division I basketball. So, now, I didn't have a huge role in that, but I did get the rebound at the end. Personally, my greatest athletic accomplishment, there haven't been a lot. There have not been a lot. But I did used to be able to dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
And I was pretty proud of that at the time. So, that's probably as far as mine goes.
Well, and you talked about fourth grade. I went back earlier. My Cub Scout softball story, people see on my desk in a glass container, there's a softball or however container it is. But my dad coached the team in third and fifth grade. First game of the season in third grade. This is Cub Scout fast pitch softball. I had chicken pox, couldn't play. We went 1-4 that season. The next year, 4-3. Year five, dad coached again, grade five. And he's like, we're going to play defense. We're going to hold them to 5 runs or less. We beat some of the powerhouses like Pius and Washington. We did what he said. And then we were 9-0. We played Eisenhower in the title game. We're up 13-3 after 5. I'm on the mound. They score 3 in the 6th. It's 13-6. They score 6 in the 7th. Tying run at 2nd. We get the last guy out. We win the title. 10-0, 13-12.
Isn't it funny how you can recollect all of those details so many years later?
That's,
and I think it's one of the neat things about sports. And so again, we'd love to just share that joy with you by having you share a favorite sports memory. Maybe it was a team you were part of, and maybe you're like, hey, I didn't do a whole lot, but it was great to be part of a team and win. Or maybe it's something again where you said, hey, I haven't jogged for a long time, but I'm getting out and doing it again now. 715-396-1670. What's a sports memory, something you're proud of, still remember today? We'd love to hear about it.
Well, we've been asking a question this morning. It is, you know, we cheer on the Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. And what about you and your personal athletic accomplishments or achievements as a player or a coach, what have you? That's the question in the morning. We'd love to hear your answer in your own voice at 715-396-1670.
Yeah, an answer to your question. I ran in Grandma's Marathon in 1984. This is Jan from Chippewa.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
My goodness, Jan. Yeah. Fantastic. And again, these can be large or small athletic accomplishments. Sometimes it's those little victories that I think we need to cheer on the most. But a Grandma's Marathon, well done, Jan. That's great.
I have never did it. I did a half marathon one time. That was it, my longest ever. But we've got another answer this morning.
Hi, Wib family. This is Julie from Eau Claire. I have never considered myself athletic. That would have been not a description of me. I love to dance. But after starting a fast fit class in January at a local gym at Dragonfly, by April, I was able to roll and flip over that great big tractor tire. So there's always hope, even for people who are not athletic. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Julie.
That's super cool, Julie. Love it.
So a little bit different question this morning. We're asking on a personal level, what's an athletic accomplishment or achievement that you're proud of? Let us know. 715-396-1670.
It doesn't need to be anything earth-shattering. Mm-hmm. Again, just if it's a win for you, we want to celebrate it with you. And maybe it's something that you still remember from years and years and years ago. I was talking about a fourth grade basketball championship. Halvo was talking about an elementary school softball championship, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, again, can be meaningful, whatever it might be. We'd love to hear it in your own voice at 715-396-1670. The WIB Wake Up Show, always, always, always interactive.
Hi, this is Mark from Eau Claire. I grew up in Whitehall. And when we were in freshman biology, everybody got their metabolism tested. I had the highest metabolism in Whitehall for, I think, about 12 to 15 years for guys. So that's a it's just a huge accomplishment. I worked hard on that, but I was beat eventually.
You know what? But you held serve for a long time with that high metabolism, Mark. Well done. Well done, sir.
It served you well in life. Mark's a great brother in the Lord. I've known him for years. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Well, you got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Bravissimo. Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Real milk chocolate. Good old-fashioned peanut butter.
The best candy out there. A lot of great ones, but the best choice, in my humble opinion, anything Reese's. And apparently some people don't necessarily disagree with the taste, but they disagree with how great Reese's is because they were trying to sue them.
Yeah, a U.S. District Court judge has issued a ruling on a lawsuit filed in federal court against Hershey.
It was a class action lawsuit attempted. The suit alleged that Hershey Corporation bamboozled customers claiming that the company's seasonal Reese's peanut butter candies lacked the decorative details that Hershey's claimed made them spooky.
Huh.
This is pretty ridiculous.
The 2023 lawsuit claimed that the details on 9 Reese's products, a bat-shaped candy, a ghost-shaped candy, a football-shaped candy, did not look as they were supposed to.
I'm not sure how you prove that, but they said the bat was missing eyes, the ghost was missing eyes and a mouth, and the football was missing laces.
You sued over this?
They said a lack of consistency in the application of the frosting details that the plaintiffs in this class action lawsuit alleged meant they overpaid.
Oh, wow. The judge ruled that this was stupid, that the plaintiffs did not actually suffer economic harm, and that the proposed class action would not be receiving their desired $5 million in damages.
One guess, what state the woman who filed this class action lawsuit was from? Florida.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. Cynthia Kelly, trying to hate on Reese's. Come on, Cynthia.
Again, a different sort of question this morning on the listener line. We've been asking folks, let us know what's an athletic accomplishment or achievement that you're proud of.
715-396-1670, our WIB listener line for text or voicemail. Again, love hearing things in your own voice. And Sherry from Whitehall left an athletic accomplishment that actually might not have been hers. It's something from a family member. Let's take a listen.
This is Sherry from Osseo. So I don't have athletic accomplishment for myself, but I have a memory of my son Brady. So when he was in junior high, he was always open on the basketball team and he would never shoot. He was always afraid that he would miss and that he would be foolish, and he would never shoot even though the ball was passed to him, and he was always open. So his dad told him, if you get 3 baskets in a game, I will buy you new basketball shoes. And so there was games, and Brady was shooting more. And then finally that one game, he made all 3 baskets that he shot. And everyone on the bench and a whole bunch of people in the stands turned around and said to us, he's getting the new shoes. So the team must have known, the coach must have known. But it really helped build up Brady's confidence, and it was just a really cool memory that I have of our son when he was in junior high. He's a daddy and a husband and busy guy now, but really remember those days. Pretty great. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry from Osseo. That's a great story.
It was great. And I was kind of thinking in sort of mulling this over, too. Honestly, some of my greatest joys in sports have been as a coach. And not a great coach, but doing the best I could. seeing my son score his first ever touchdown in flag football last year. Hoping we'll maybe get one tonight, too. You never know. But just seeing the joy that he had when he scored his first ever touchdown. It was a fun play. I won't recap all of it. But it was just, that was better than anything that I ever accomplished. Just being able to see my son and his joy in doing something cool athletically. So,
yeah,
love it. And I think sometimes as parents, those are just some of the gifts God gives when we can take joy in our children's joy.
There we go. Absolutely. So thanks, everybody, who shared throughout the morning for participating here on WWIB.